Now, American man Michael Kelly has been sent forward for trial in the Central Criminal Court, accused of the murder of Kenmare farmer Mike Gain. 54-year-old Mr. Kelly, who previously resided in Tralee, was sent forward for trial at yesterday morning's sitting of Tralee District Court. Mark Lynch was there for Redditcurry News. And Mark, thanks for joining me this morning. First of all, can you remind us what we already knew about this case?
Yeah, Gerry, this is a case we've covered extensively here on Radio Kerry for more than 14 months now. Mike Gain was first reported missing from his home in Carrig East, Kinmare, on Friday, the 21st of March, 2025. And almost immediately, Gerry, became a hugely high-profile missing persons case, partly, I suppose, due to the circumstance. It was incredibly unusual for a married man, a farmer, a relatively young man in his 50s, whose family and friends in the local community is involved with hobbies as well, to just go missing without a trace. He'd been spotted on CCTV in the Centra in Kinmare town, having purchased phone credit in that shop at 9:48 a.m. on the Thursday morning, the day before, the 20th of March, and that was the last confirmed sighting of him alive. He left the shop in his RAV4 Jeep. He then parked it up in his farmyard at Carrig East, and from there he simply vanished, and it led to an immediate panic, I suppose, that some harm may have befallen him. And buying phone credit as well in the local shop wasn't the behaviour of someone who was about to intentionally disappear. So nevertheless, it was treated by Gardaí as a missing persons investigation. A huge search operation took place over that first weekend, with up to 200 volunteers at one point, mainly searching his lands and the surrounding area. Now, Gardaí took over that search operation after that weekend. They received assistance initially from, you know, the civil defence, the Garda Sawakwi unit, the diver unit, and 1 week after his disappearance then they actually conducted checkpoints in Kinmare town, listeners might remember this, trying to see perhaps if someone was going to make the same journey they'd made 7 days beforehand, and if they'd seen or remembered anything. And within that first week as well, they also emptied slurry tanks, searched an abandoned quarry, and as we moved into April then last year, the defence forces assisted with the search because of the nature of the lands and the difficult terrain. It required their kind of expertise, and unfortunately around that time, Gerry, the vacuum of information led to some people filling that themselves with rumours, and the family issued an appeal for privacy, and there were calls for people not to spread those kind of rumours in the weeks after he disappeared as to what might have happened to him. And on the 29th of April last year then, the investigation was upgraded to that of homicide, meaning that Gardaí believed he had come to some kind of harm, and they said this was because of all the information they had at that point. That included conducting 320 formal inquiries, almost 130 witness statements, over 2,000 hours of CCTV and dash cam footage, and those extensive searches. Around the middle of May last year then, Gardaí started doing new searches at the farm of Mike Gain on foot of information they received, going between the farmyard and fields on which slurry had been spread, and the farm was declared an official crime scene. And the Garda Technical Bureau and the Office of the State Pathologist attended the scene, where partial human remains were eventually found. A man was arrested then on suspicion of murder, and we know that to be Michael Kelly, as he admitted himself in media interviews after the arrest. Kelly is from the US, a former soldier, had been living seemingly a quite unusual off-grid sort of life, living and working in Mr. Game's farmyard. He was released without charge then, and on the 25th of May last year, it was confirmed that the remains found were those of Mike Gain. That was a year and 3 days ago now, exactly, Gerry. His funeral took place in June last year. The next update, really, was the rearrest of Michael Kelly, 54 years old, in Tralee in February this year. And he was charged with the murder of Mike Gain on the 20th or 21st of March last year at Carrig, Kinmare, and has been before the court on that single charge since.
Okay, and that's what brought us to yesterday. What happened in court yesterday?
So Mr. Kelly faces that single charge of murder, has been on remand in custody since February. Yesterday was the first real advancement since that point, the first real milestone of progress in the court case, and that is that the book of evidence was served on him, as confirmed in court yesterday by his solicitor, Pat Mann. This is basically the state presenting him with most of the evidence intends to use in the trial against him to try and prove their argument that he committed this crime. And when I say most, usually there's some further material disclosed during the following months pre-trial, but the book of evidence will contain the most important parts of the state's case against him. It'll contain things usually like transcripts from any interviews he did with Gardaí, witness statements, documentation of any forensic evidence, things like that. The court heard that the Director of Public Prosecutions directed he be tried in the Central Criminal Court on the single charge of murder, and the DPP consented to him being sent forward for trial. So Judge David Waters sent him forward for trial then to the next sittings of the Central Criminal Court. He remanded him in continuing custody, as bail application in murder cases can't be heard in the district court. He granted legal aid to Mr. Kelly's solicitor, Pat Mann, for an additional 2 legal counsel for the trial, and Mr. Kelly was brought back out of court and subsequently back to Cork prison, where he'll remain at least until either he's tried or he applies for bail in the High Court and is successful.
Okay, what was his appearance like yesterday, and did he say anything during the hearing?
Yeah, his appearance seems to always be a point of interest in this case, I suppose. You know, when he was arrested, he had a very distinctive appearance. He's a very tall man. He had kind of long hair, but was balding at the front, and he had this long beard as well, and usually presented in, maybe you'd say, unconventional outfits. And listeners will remember his appearance also created interest a couple of weeks ago when he appeared in court with two black eyes after being assaulted allegedly by another inmate. Well, yesterday he was wearing a green polo t-shirt, kind of tan or light brown pants and dark boots. He had a tight haircut and the beard has also gone down to a stubble on his face. A very different look, certainly, to his first court appearance in February. It was a very short hearing, but he did speak. He was asked directly by the judge, David Waters, if he understood what an alibi is. He said he understood that if he plans to use an alibi as a defence in his case, he needs to put the state on notice. This is a standard alibi warning given to all defendants sent forward for trial. He also spoke at the end of the hearing. Pat Mann, his solicitor, said, "Thank you, Mr. Kelly." And Mr. Kelly replied, "Thank you, Mr. Mann." And he was led back out of the court then. And members of Mike Gaines' family, including his widow Janice as well, were also in court for yesterday's hearing.
Okay, what happens next, Mark?
So what's next is the trial. There's been no indication from Mr. Kelly's solicitor during the court proceedings thus far that his client is considering pleading guilty, and if he pleads not guilty, we'll have a full trial to decide whether or not he murdered Mike Gaine on the date and at the location in question. We now know that trial will take place at the Central Criminal Court. That could be in Cork, Dublin, Limerick. We don't know when that will happen just yet. Judge David Waters sent him forward for trial to the next sittings of the Central Criminal Court, so his case will now be listed in that court list in the near future. It's likely to be some time before both sides will be ready for a trial. His legal team will now have to look at the book of evidence and prepare its defence, and the state will have to do some coordinating as well, depending on the number of witnesses they intend on calling. So plenty more work to do, I suppose, behind the scenes, Jerry, before we see a full trial taking place.
Okay. All right, Mark, listen, we'll see what happens with that, but thanks very much for taking us through what happened at Trinity District Court yesterday. It's Radio Kerry's Mark Lynch.